Okay, so my name is Connor Dupay, and then I'm a junior at Lake Travis High School. I've been interested in cars and how people drive on the roads, and when I got my driver's license last year, I started to see a ton of problems. The roads in Lake Travis are small, and there's only one major road that runs through Lake Travis. This is a big problem because the population is growing and more people are starting to drive on these roads. With the growth, it has caused the roads to become very congested during certain times of the day. I talked to Mr. Anderson, who's the father of a friend of mine, about how an overpopulated road can cause major problems for a town like Lake Travis. I asked him questions about how it can also affect the traffic. Mr. Anderson said that the population growth can affect the flow of traffic in many ways. One of the ways is that if population in a city gets too big, it can cause traffic jams that will cause more accidents. He also says that if a population is growing, it'll need multiple roads, but since Lake Travis only has one major road running through it, it will cause it to get very congested and slow down the flow of traffic through certain times of day. The last thing he said is that with a growing population, there will also be more inexperienced drivers on the road. This can be a problem because when traffic builds up and young drivers may get nervous and cause accidents that can further add to the traffic. So there's only one major road that runs through Lake Travis, and that's 620. This is the most used road in all of Lake Travis because you take it to get almost anywhere. With the growing population, 620 has become a crowded nightmare that needs to be fixed and worked on. This being the only major road, it makes it hard to do repairs and take care of accidents on the road. This being the only major road makes it hard to do repairs and take care of accidents that happen. If 620 needs to be repaired because of damages, they have to close down lanes that need to be repaired. This can cause cars to pile up and cause traffic jams. This can also cause people to get into more accidents, which will further close more roads and cause them to be closed for even longer. Again, I talked to Mr. Anderson to see if it's possible to make changes to 620 so that the problems that happen on the road do not cause a ripple effect of other problems. He said that we can improve 620 in multiple ways. One of the ways that we can improve 620 is by adding more lanes to the road. This will cause people to be more spread out and will be able to flow through traffic more easily. Another way that we can fix the road is that we can add more branches off that road so that it can reduce the amount of cars on the road at a given time.